This Sunday night, HBO's supernatural drama True Blood begins its seventh and final season.
Nobody in this town knows vampires better than me.
The show's heroine, Sookie Stackhouse, and her vampire-fighting friends have created a huge hit for HBO, but for a while now, our TV critic Eric Deggans has not been impressed. Eric, you think True Blood should have left the air years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, shows that have gone on long past their sell-by date suffer from a condition I like to call excessive hookup syndrome. This is when writers pair up the main characters in a TV show in every conceivable romantic combination. And on True Blood, Sookie Stackhouse has dated a 150-year-old vampire. She's dated another vampire who was his rival. She dated a guy who was half vampire and half fairy. And now she's dating a werewolf. So here we've got a clip from Sunday's show where Sookie, who is a fairy who can read minds, is fighting with her werewolf boyfriend after a vampire attack nearly destroyed their town.
You're supposed to love me and support me, and even you are blaming me for this, blaming me for what's happened to this town, and blaming me for Arlene being missing.
No, I'm not.
I read your thoughts.
It ain't fair to judge me and push me away because of something I thought.
I know that too.
I love you.
You're not telling me anything I don't already know.
Kind of hard to win an argument with a girlfriend who can read your mind.
Yes, she already knew. I have never seen True Blood, but I gather this was once a very big deal for HBO, this show.
Oh, yeah. True Blood was once seen as this really groundbreaking drama at HBO. And the story about vampires deciding to live publicly in a small Louisiana town had all kind of references to the struggle for gay people to live publicly against prejudice. But producers seemed to run out of things for the characters to do a few seasons ago, and then creator Alan Ball left the show.
Now, I guess another show that would fit in this category is one that we've watched in my house for many years, Law & Order. SVU, I can barely say. We always call it SUV.
Exactly. Law & Order SVU has a different problem. Now, it has shown police officers acting so outlandishly that every season the stuff they do just gets more and more unbelievable. Now, we got a clip showing lead character Olivia Benson. She's been kidnapped by a serial rapist, and she's turned the tables on him, and she's threatening to shoot him in the head. It's overacting, an unreal situation, just one horrific glob of bad television.
I want you dead. I want a bullet in your head.
That's it.
I want you in the ground.
Come on.
Nobody will miss you. Nobody will mourn you.
Just do it. Do it right now. Come on, while you're angry, just shoot me.
Now, this episode looks mostly like an excuse to tie up the star, Mariska Hargitay, for two episodes worth of torture images. I mean, this is when you know a show has run out of gas when their last bid for attention involves brutalizing the lead character.
So why do shows like this stick around, as you would say, past their sell-by date?
Well, one reason I think is because fans can't stop watching them. You stay attached to the characters even when you know the stories they're featured in are terrible. And shows with a consistent audience are valuable. And it's tough to admit when a signature show lost its mojo. Showtime's Dexter helped define that network's approach to drama. But by the time it ended, after eight seasons, it was obvious producers had kind of run out of plot lines. Fans wanted to see how the show ended. But unfortunately, it involved serial killer Dexter Morgan faking his death in Miami and working as a truck driver somewhere in Oregon.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Glad to be here.